Hello.
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 Is this the billing department for Dr. Sekhar?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Apoorv Gupta. I had called a couple of days ago regarding a billing issue, and I think I was incorrectly billed. So wanted to just get some clarification. The office is saying that you guys had talked to them and have settled on an amount, but that amount I don't think is correct for the refund.
Just a moment. Okay, so can you please let me know your account number?
What is my date of birth or something? Or?
Hey, you can provide your date of birth too.
Yeah, Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking into that. Just a moment. So Apoorv, is it okay? I will call you back after 1 hour. I have to check with my posting team that for what purpose they have applied to statement for $350. So
yeah, do you like for some reason the billing department told office Sekhar's office that they only refund $293 instead of the full $350. And I'm not sure why that, where that 293 number came.
Who told you that?
So I called the receptionist, and they said we got word from the billing department that we will owe you 293, not 293. Yeah, I don't know where they got that number.
Okay, let me check. Just hold on one moment. Okay, so I'm looking into that. So is it okay to call you back after 1 hour with all the confirmation?
Yeah, and do you have all the information, like what the issue is? Because the previous
I'm showing
that
unposted payment of 350 showing in your account. There is an unposted payment of 350. So, and patient balance was showing for $73.91. So, and credit balance of 276.09 was showing. So I don't know why that.
You're seeing $73 as my balance.
Yeah. An outstanding balance of $73.91, and after deducting from that 350, which was unposted, so the overall credit balance from your it's showing is $276.09. So I just want to confirm with the posting team that what happened to this thing, and you are still owing a $73.93 or not. So just allow me 1 hour, I will call you back with all the information.
And it would also be good to see where that 73 is coming from, because from my side, when I see my EOBs, it's not 73. It's something different.
So what is that
I can tell you.
What is that?
That amount from my side is $37.21.
$37.21. Let me check just a moment. There is an anesthesia claim too. So overall, I am letting you know the overall payment remaining on your account, not for particular GS. I am letting you know for the overall patient balance outstanding showing for 73, and particular for GS claim for that May 27, 2025, there is only $37.21 was remaining.
And the remaining was the okay. So where is the other balance coming from outside of the $37?
Yeah. So one is $17.70, which is coming from the anesthesia claim, for which Aetna paid $159.30, which applied a co-insurance for $17.70 for the same data. So
makes sense.
And the third one is for $19 for the same date of service, and that is one for pathology claim, for which Aetna paid $171.06 and applied a $19 co-insurance. So overall, adding these three amount together, there is a outstanding of $73.91 showing. And so we have, I think, minus that amount from the unposted payment of $350, and the credit balance is showing for $276.09, which we can give you back. So I just want to confirm with my posting team, and we'll let you know within 1 hour. Is it okay?
That's fine. So you'll call me back?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, sounds good.
I think you got that how the $73 is coming.
Yeah,
from.
That makes sense now. Like, I'm seeing it. I can follow it in my EOB on my side also, and that all makes sense.
Yeah. So I just want to know that why this 350 was unposted. So I will talk
okay.
to team and let you know. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye bye.